Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 14th of the year of our Lord, 2016. This, my fellow Americans, is hour one of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. Welcome. Hope you're all doing fantastic. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. All right, let's take care of business, folks. A quick recap of yesterday's show, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. Burns, Oregon, they had a town hall meeting. They tossed out Pete Santilli, January the 11th, 2016. Well, the sad part about that is Pete was popping off, and he probably shouldn't have. Nevertheless, kicking him out, throwing stuff at him, literally assaulting him and the sheriff, and one of the lead attorneys, do nothing. A hostile, violent crowd as well. Most of them probably work for the government. You can tell by their behavior. He got kicked out over this phrase, what about the Constitution? Well, there you go. I pray that's not a mantra for the nation. The sheriff then said, hey, there's an hourglass, and it's running, and time is going to run out. That's not a very positive statement. Have Ammon Bundy and the complete patriot movement been framed? Is this Operation Ultimate Payback? I pray the answer is no, but I think the answer is yes. And they have an article in the New York Times that says they were explaining to a little girl who was making some snacks for those providing security for Ammon Bundy and others, and they were explaining why they had brought her to an armed insurrection. That's the New York Times narrative. Superior Court Judge of the Continental United States, Bruce DeSette, hits the ground, according to OregonLive.com. Oregon militia planned to hold a meeting this Friday and to discuss exit strategy. We are working towards and praying for peaceful solutions, was my comment at the end of the first hour yesterday. Second hour, Senate rejects Rand Paul's audit the Fed legislation. Now, let me explain this very carefully. 53 voted yes, 44 voted no. But what you got to understand about it is the filibuster from the Democrats shut it down. All right. Reuters rolling number poll, Trump 39%. Cruz 14.5%. Now they have Bush 10.6, Carson 9.6, Rubio 6.7. Rubio's fallen off the map and Bush is doing better, they claim. Do you believe the manipulated numbers? Nevertheless, turns out that Ted Cruz and Donald Trump way far ahead of everybody else. All right, there you have that. The nuns who are challenging Obama on health care attended the State of the Union to show their displeasure with his birth control abuses. I guess there's a term called Google Cardboard. If you haven't heard of it, it's a pretty nifty technology. It saves babies' life, says CNN. That's cool news. Listener Pete says the media has been weaponized by the mainstream press. I concur, he's right. 144-year-old Arctic shipwreck was discovered. They're saying, hey, climate change? Is that the cool reason we discovered this, huh? All right. Another El Nino tantrum is what they call it. Soaks the Southland. They didn't have any rain in Southern California and such. Now they say they're getting plenty of it. All right, well, they believe it's just El Nino throwing a tantrum. What about God in charge of the weather, huh? UN, I guess, is going to help the United States screen immigrants for resettling. You comfortable with that? I'm certainly not. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday on your radio. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Kurt, busting breaking news from Oregon. Harney County Fire Chief Chris Beals resigns. He sides with armed protesters, says the headline. What do you think of that, Kurt? He was the police, or he was the fire marshal for like 24 years. He's out. I can tell you the story, but what do you think?
Well, you know, it is an interesting twist, and I saw the piece last night and thought, how are they going to twist this? Here's a local guy that apparently has gone off his rocker. You know what I mean? I mean, the guy's...
Well, how they're going to do it, Kurt, is they're not going to really hardly report it. There's going to be a blip flash in the pan report so they can say they did it. But they'll never have the drumbeat to where people really get the associations or understand, and they'll just kind of keep it under wraps. That's what they always do. They can ignore news, and most people don't even get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the, what is it, KATU, Channel 2, is their little slogan is on your side. They're reporting it, but I don't know. Have you seen it go?
Well, you just report it late last night, Kurt, and then you let it go. See?
Yeah, but what I mean, have you seen, like, the New York Times pick it up?
Heck no, that's my point. Not even.
Anybody else? So.
No, they're not talking about it, buddy. They're off it. Okay? And that's kind of my point, is that it's very hard to get news. They'll blip report it. I bet it hit the AP wire. But I am convinced there's kind of a blackout on reporting on this thing right now.
Yeah, the only places I can see it, there's Reddit. Reddit.com.
Yeah, Reddit.
Freak Out Nation. I don't know if that's USA Today. Freakoutnation.com.
All right.
Copblock.org. Scoopnest.com. The Conservative Treehouse.com. Yeah, I don't really see the big boys taking note of it.
All right. You know, I've been talking to a lot of people behind the scenes now that are pretty well connected.
Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and stuff will be talking about it, I'm sure.
Well, did you look on the Blaze? I'm sure it's top billing, buddy.
Well, I didn't. Maybe they just don't have the assets to be able to, you know, get it like we do. I mean, you know,
I know money's at a premium.
The money, you know, and stuff like our operation.
All right, now, TVOI, that's the voice of Idaho. Our buddy Michael up there, he came on the radio with us the other day.
Yeah.
He's got, in my opinion, a very valuable article that you ought to read. Huh? It's called The Hammond Case, A Travesty of Justice. TVOI. Boy, do I agree with that, Kurt.
They'll probably be picking it up at the New York Times, you know, doing an op-ed in the Wall Street.
Yeah, they're calling, asking for permission to carry it and stuff,
yeah,
I know.
Stuff like that.
I'm just saying, think about that, though. That's an important headline that, in my opinion, focuses on one of the biggest things that we all should agree on. I don't care if you're for Bundy, against Bundy, for their action, against their action. See, I'm for Bundy and I'm against his action, but I'm for his cause. But nevertheless, no matter where you stand, whether you just believe all patriots or all constitutionalists are nuts, no matter what you believe, you should come back and say, look, do we really need a 74-year-old man in prison after he already served 3 months? Basically, I don't know how much it costs to keep him in prison per year, but I bet it ain't cheap. Do we really need the taxpayers paying for that, or can we just give the guy an ankle bracelet and say, buddy, quit lighting fires, you're on an ankle bracelet in your home and whatever?
If he was, for example, let's say he had burned some cop cars.
Then he'd be all cool. Ferguson. No problem. Let him go. In fact, after all, it's his right to let everybody know how he feels, you know, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, then you know, you could let that guy out with an ankle bracelet. You know what I mean?
In fact, he probably wouldn't even need an ankle bracelet. He probably would have never went in the first place.
Well, yeah, especially if he was the wrong different color. You know,
oh,
I mean?
That maybe that's the problem. It's like white man goes to prison?
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever happened to his white privilege, bro?
Well, that's what it is. It's white privilege. He gets to go to prison.
He probably gets caviar in there.
I think it's white rancher privilege.
Ooh, wait a minute. I mean? Rancher eclipses
cowboy.
Race.
Yeah, horse, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's the John Wayne privilege is what this guy gets.
Uh-huh. All right. Headline from Oregon Live says this, Kurt.
Yeah.
Oregon standoff, Harney County will not allow community meeting with Bundy as headliner.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you do things, you know. I mean, the right to assemble and stuff like that. I mean, you
That doesn't apply to you, sir.
That.
Sit down. No. Shut up. Right?
Well, yeah. I
mean, and this is kind of interesting. When we say the Hammond case of travesty, now we're going to pretty soon start to say the Bundy case of travesty. Because whether you agree with what he did or not, now he's trying to say, look, let's hold a meeting. It'll be a peaceful meeting. We'll explain our exit strategy. And the government goes, no, you won't. Not with our buildings. Wait a minute. Who are our buildings? And agree with Hammond or disagree with Hammond, now it starts to kind of highlight the problem we're facing. What do you mean the people can't have a meeting to talk about these guys leaving? Weren't they begging them to leave? Wouldn't they be interested in the exit strategy? We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So what happened now is Hammond, Bundy, and crew said, hey, man, we're going to come out on Friday. We're going to drive into Burns. We're going to peacefully assemble. We're going to talk about our exit strategy. Now the government, I don't even know who the government is anymore up there. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, these bureaucrats now say you can't use any government buildings to do that. So, I don't know about your idea about peacefully assembling, Kurt, and you think you have a right to do that. You don't have a right to do that there, sir. Now, if that doesn't highlight the problem, I don't know what does. They're saying, hey, leave, go home, go home, go home. They're like, okay, look, we're going to come out and tell you exactly what's going on and how we're going to go home. And they're like, well, we won't give you a place to meet. That ought to start relationships off on a good note, don't you think, Kurt?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys are just too much.
That's all part of the... joy, you know. I mean, that's all part of the get along, you know, kind of thing, you know.
I just don't really get it.
Maybe they could have their...
you know what I think they should say?
24 years, they could have the fire chief, you know, kind of in charge of it, the guy that...
No, well, you know, let me tell you the story now, because now you're backing into the whole point. Here's what happened. The fire chief's kind of livid, Kurt. Because here's what happened. The sheriff ran around in public meetings and told everybody, hey, man, the militia members, Bundy and his crew, are all intimidating everybody. They've been kind of following around government officials at the county level and such and intimidating them. And this guy thought that was kind of weird. He's like, are you sure? Uh-huh. Now, he kept that in his own mind, of course, Kurt.
Yeah, because, and, of course, you know, you've got to keep your... I don't know. Does fire chief make a bunch of money? Maybe
no.
He does, but...
Volunteer position, Kurt.
Oh, okay. So then he's...
yeah, so he's able to think for himself because he's not compromised by the cash. You're correct. And then what happens is all these government officials start coming to him and they're like, hey, you got to stay away from them Bundy people. They're crazy. They're out of control. And he's like, why would they do that? Why would I even consider being with the Bundy people? I've been around this place for 24 years as a fire chief and stuff. And I'm just... What are they talking about? So he thinks these two things are strange. So here's what happens. It's a pretty small town, as you know. And so he sees some people that he knows that are government officials on the county local level. He knows them, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And he sees they're kind of getting followed by people. He's like, what the heck's going on? All right, I'm going to pull these people over and find out what the heck's going on and stop these belligerent.
The fire chief pulls them over.
Yeah. As far as I understand. Now, again... I don't want anybody coming back to me and saying you don't have the story right, Sam, because, again, this is very difficult information. Until I can get a hold of this gentleman, Mr. Chris Beals, I don't know for sure, but this is the story that is supposedly the case. Anyway, so he basically pulls them over, and he finds out they're not militia people at all. Guess who they work for, Kurt? There's three letters, by the way, to help you.
FBI.
Roger that. Yeah. So it turns out, and he's like, you know, and so he goes to the county and says, look, we got to make sure everybody knows this. The FBI is out of control here. We got to stop this. This is crazy. I mean, come on. And they said, you need to shut up.
Don't say anything about this.
You need to be quiet. And he said, have you lost your mind? I'm out. And he's now gone, and he now had a press conference with Ammon Bundy and such. And there's kind of the story. And don't even hold me to every single fact on that, because I have not talked to Chris Beal myself. I'd like to get a hold of him. I'd like to put him on the radio. Don't know if he's willing to talk, but I'm just saying things are going so haywire and burns, it's hard to handle it. Now, Ammon Bundy and those guys took down a fence that was supposedly a rancher's land, you know, right on the edge of the, quote, refuge land or whatever, public land. And they took down the fence and said, let's let the cows graze and everything else. Now it turns out, Tim Puckett, that's the rancher, whose cattle grazed on private rangeland next to the refuge, said that he didn't give Ammon Bundy and his band of armed militants. See how they describe this? I'm pausing on purpose to kind of get this across. Permission to enter the ranch Monday afternoon. So now you got band armed militant, a small tiny band of armed militants, Kurt.
Taking down a fence. You know,
I know they're crazy. Now, I want to know what being armed has to do with taking down a fence, Kurt.
Well, see, a fence, it has a barbed wire a lot of times on there. And if you don't have your arms, you know, at the ready, but, I mean, the barbed wire could poke you. And, you know, you've got to be ready to.
But here's the point.
Those guys had their Tommy guns over their shoulders.
Wait a minute.
While they were taking down the fence.
They probably had pistol on their hip or something like that. Come on. They're not like long-arm guns or whatever.
Yeah, but Sam, if you don't say armed and if you don't say militants and all this kind of stuff, you don't really, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. It really doesn't stir things up if you don't put that all in there.
I just want the truth, sir. Don't care about that kind of stuff. Don't know, don't care. So here's the point, though. So when was the last time they're like, yeah, the sheriff, armed to the teeth, had a county meeting? I'm just saying it's fascinating how it doesn't matter what they're doing.
Armed.
You could be feeding kids ice cream and they're like, armed militants feeding children ice cream. I mean, it's crazy. They took down a fence, okay? What does being armed have to do with it? Barack Obama rolls into town with literally legions of armed to the teeth with automatic weapons personnel. What if they reported it like that?
Yeah, good point.
What if they said this? Debates occur for Fox News tonight with armed to the teeth. Security. I'm just trying to demonstrate how belligerent, putting that they're armed in there. They went out and they took down a fence. I don't care if they're armed or not. They act like that's some kind of a criminal activity or something to be armed. Now, I don't know about the rancher knowing about it or not. Either he agreed and then the government got to him, or somebody got to him and he changed his mind. Or maybe somebody that worked for him agreed and it was fine and then he came back and said it wasn't fine. I don't know the real story. The next question becomes, hey, whose fence is it? Now, let's answer carefully, Kurt. Whose fence is it? Ammon would say it's the people's fence, right?
Well, yeah.
And the people could take it down. Now, the government, the BLM would say it's our fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a question. If they take down either the BLM's fence or the people's fence, why does this rancher have anything to say about it? It ain't his fence, buddy. So the mainstream press runs around like it's his fence or something, and they took down his fence without permission. That isn't right at all. Right?
Good point.
Destroy a publicly owned fence is what they say in the article headline. Now, what does that mean? If it's publicly owned, is it like the BLM's, Kurt?
Yeah, that's what it means. It means the boys from Washington put it up.
Then you got to change it to government fence,
to
Kurt.
Yes, you do.
You can't say publicly owned. You got to say government owned.
Government, yeah.
But then if it's an unconstitutional agency, you'd have to say unconstitutionally government owned fence.
I know, but if you said that, then of course you'd be, right in the group of guys like the Reddit guys and the Freak Out Nation people and...
peaceful protesters politely take down what? The people's fence?
Yeah.
See, I'm just telling you, I gave this piece a couple of days ago called We Need to Change Our Lexicon, right?
Yep.
Talked a lot about it. We really need to change our lexicon. Let me give you the next story to kind of illustrate.
Yeah, three. Or we need to change at least the words that we use about things. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, when I say the lexicon, though, I mean, whenever we refer to government officials, we need to say armed.
Yeah, that's right.
See what I mean? Whenever you refer to a government official, so let me just kind of lay it out. Now, they may not be armed, but here's what the favorite trick is. See, Hillary's never armed, Kurt, but everybody around her is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she could say
armed
that she's
Hillary
not armed.
Thugs.
Yeah, a legion of armed to the teeth thugs with automatic or semi-automatic weapons. See, that kind of stuff. With automatic assault rifles. See? Now, by the way, three top administrators at the, what would they call it, a public school, Kurt? Or should I call it a government school? Three top administrators at a government school in Burns, Oregon. They resigned, Kurt. I'll tell you about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so let me explain this thing. Three top administrators at Harney County School District submitted letters of resignation to the school board on Tuesday. Now, let me just explain something, Kurt, so you understand. Are you ready? Uh-oh, we lost Kurt now. All right, it's surprisingly...
I'm just trying to look up that story, and I don't really see it.
Hold on. It's surprisingly unrelated to current events in town, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, are you surprised. Now, I don't mean to mock this. We all know that I don't agree with the action of Ammon Bundy, what they did. We all know that I personally think this is a framing of the Patriot movement. I think it could spell disaster if we're not incredibly careful. However, I've been talking to some people, and I agree we need. I've been saying we need to change the lexicon. I was first to that. Now many others are saying the same thing. We need to change the narrative. We need to not respond to the mainstream press's narrative. We need to, you know, paint our own picture, if you will. We need to educate. And that's exactly what's happening. Another way to put it is some people are saying, forget what's happened, it's already done. Now it's a matter of coming together and making lemonade for our cause. You know what, Kurt? I concur completely.
Yeah, and this, I guess this piece is on the massive location called the BendBulletin.com.
Roger that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bend Bulletin.
No, I mean, you'll see it right there. I'm sure you'll see it.
Heck yeah, right alongside Oprah Winfrey, buddy.
New York Times will be picking this up, you know, real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got the details, Kurt?
Well, it says Harney County Superintendent Principals resigned. Now, these are some, it's not the janitorial staff. They say.
Heck no, these are top brass, but it's for personal reasons.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not very impersonal when you resign, I guess. But, you know, now they just put me up a thing so I can subscribe. Not now. Okay, good. Now I'm able to see it. Three top administrators at the Harney County School District submitted letters of resignation to the school board. Yeah, it's the first meeting since, here's what the twist is, an armed occupation of a nearby wildlife refuge made national news. They say it's surprisingly unrelated to current events in town.
Now, folks, do you really believe that? Do you believe that, Kurt?
I don't, but, you know, I mean, I'm just one of those conspiracy
nuts,
I guess.
The principal said that, man.
Yeah. I guess you got the superintendent, Marilyn McBride.
Okay, yeah.
You've got, they all resign for personal reasons, unrelated to the occupation, that says. All three plan to stay through the end of the school year. The district has four schools, about 800 students. Schools were closed last week, etc. We've got so many people who are speaking for us who don't know who we are. She said, I dreadfully fear that. But we're a wonderful place to live and raise kids, and we're going to survive and do the best that we can.
Now, Kurt,
say this week, yeah.
Just for this lady that wants to say everybody's speaking for her, I'd like to let her know that she can come on the radio at my expense. And she can speak for herself. And I'll make that time available. At my expense, because I know that she doesn't have a job because she just resigned. She doesn't have any money, so I'll go ahead and, you know, pay for the call. I'll go ahead and get her done, call her up, and put her on the radio. That's just a free, open-standing offer. maybe I'm not the mainstream press, but I'm bigger than a Ben Bulletin, probably, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess, Sam, there's a big coyote hunt coming up. This coming weekend there in Harney County, they're a little concerned. They say it means a weekend gunfire in tense Harney County. So I don't know. I suppose the New York Times will pick this up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say sheriff's office assures people not to be alarmed. But anyway, they say throughout the weekend, they're going to have as the competition is taking place, folks may hear gunshots or see spotlights at night.
Who would be doing that, by the way? Let me just ask you that.
This is a message posted in a tweet by the sheriff's office. We want to reassure you that they are part of the lawful coyote hunt.
Let me just stop you for a second, Kurt. That's a real smart thing to do, just let a coyote hunt happen right now. Of all the things that are going on, just go ahead and let people hear gunshots and see bright lights and freak out and not know who's who. And that ought to really help things remain peaceful there, Sheriff. Don't let Ammon Bundy and those guys use any buildings to meet, because that could, like, be supporting the enemy. But have a coyote hunt right in the middle of all this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they say it's the third annual one. It's set to take place this weekend near Burns and Crane. It must be another town there, but anyway, that's according to the sheriff's office. They say, let's see, at least 150 people split into 1, 2, and 3 person teams are set to be hunting for coyotes. That's how we call it down
there. Yeah, see, this could be taken as a veiled threat. You got to kind of wonder who the coyotes are, Kurt.
Yeah, I thought the coyotes were the guys that carried people across the border down in Mexico, from Mexico to Arizona.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
That's according to the sheriff's office.
Or maybe the coyotes are taking cows from one piece of land to another, Kurt.
Yeah, they say the hunt is mainly on private land around Burns and Crane. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife classifies coyotes as predatory animals. They may be hunted year-round, and there are no limits as to how many coyotes someone may kill. Last year, the Harney County Coyote Classic, can you say that fast over and over? Drew criticism from animal rights groups. They're going to be up there protesting, I'm sure.
Darn right they are. They're going to be armed to the teeth, too, aren't they, Kurt?
They said it was a waste of wildlife.
Are they going to have a coyote bake, Kurt?
Event, I don't know. Coyote cook-off is what I call it.
Now you're talking.
You know, I mean, or a barbecue. A poster for last year's event showed participants could win guns, cash, and other prizes for bringing in the highest average weight of killed coyotes each day of the contest, as well as the heaviest and lightest animal. Yeah, so those baby coyotes are up for grabs, I guess. The Occupied Refuge headquarters is along, they say, a partly paved, partly gravel road that runs east to west. The road is called by a couple of names, including Sodhouse Lane. They say competition organizers have asked participants to stay off Sodhouse Lane. That's according to the sheriff's office. Anyone with questions, you can call the sheriff's office and don't worry.
Yeah, because he'll answer your call and talk to you. I talked to him.
Yeah,
not,
I mean, you know, they're... They're there all the time.
All right, Kurt, let me just, you know how I always bring up the absurd or the strange or the weird about something? Like, I don't know, somebody kills somebody and then their last name is Killer or something strange like that. And that's an extreme example, but I'm just saying,
Killer,
you know, somebody stole something and their last name is Steel, that kind of weird stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know this Tim Puckett dude that's like, hey, man, Bundy didn't have permission to get on my ranch and all this kind of stuff? Talking about armed militants and this crazy headline. I just want you to know the name of his company, okay?
All right.
Ready? Uh-huh. Golden Rule Farms.
Oh, wow.
Heck yeah. Tim Puckett of Golden Rule Farms is super upset.
The Golden
Rule. You know what the heck is the Golden Rule, Kurt? Doing it to others as you would have them doing to you?
I thought it was.
All right, well, I don't think that Tim ought to be too upset. I think he ought to have a headline that says, Tim Puckett of Golden Rule Farms forgives Bundy for taking down a fence, knowing that he meant well to try to bring the land back to the people.
That was the golden rule.
Mm-hmm. All right, I just find that kind of interesting. This guy's all livid ticked at Bundy and teaming up with the government and making false allegations about armed militant. Hey, man, he works for Golden Rule Farms. It's almost not even funny, but it's just, are you kidding me?
I didn't see that on the piece that I was reading, but that is an interesting twist.
All right. Thought that was interesting for you.
Hmm.
Now, I guess it turns out that some of his ranch hands did let Ammon on the ranch.
Hmm.
Puckett said, I work with the BLM all the time. Yeah, I have no problem with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good steward of the land, he says.
Yeah.
But don't worry, he agrees with the militants, Kurt. See that word all the time? He agrees with the militants? Okay. He agrees with any common sense person that the Hammonds were treated unfairly.
Mm.
So there you have it.
I guess his employees have repaired the fence. So
darn right.
Maybe...
Now, the Fish and Wildlife Service put the fence in 3 weeks ago, Kurt.
Oh, really? So it's a recent fence, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Don't worry. The government makes sure the land stays habitable. Because without the government, land is not habitable. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Ben Bulletin.
Weird stuff. All right, quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Two more tidbits on Burns, Oregon. Harney County Judge Steve Graisty, Kurt, said on Monday evening that the occupation is costing taxpayers between $60 and $75 $1,000 a day.
Where do they get that number?
Kurt, would you just quit asking questions and just be quiet?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that this is expensive for the county, and it's all their fault.
And it's not these people coming in, for example, and spending money in the restaurants.
No, but you don't stop. Hold on. You don't count
doing
that.
Doing things like that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we did. Certainly doesn't fund the kids.
I know this. We personally spent what? There was four of us eating, and we ate twice. Kurt, what do we spend? Probably.
And I mean, they said that they emptied out the jails for us.
Yeah, what did we probably spend between both meals and everything else? Probably $70 between all four of us?
I think so. And then we bought some flowers, at the Safeway.
Plus gas and everything else. We probably spent like $100 there, just us, that one day.
Yeah, and
here's what I find fascinating.
Folks doing the same thing.
You know how locally, Kurt, we've tried to get in your little teeny town called Cedar Hills. We've tried to get like documents through what are called grandma requests, or through Freedom of Information Act kind of idea. It's called grandma in the local jurisdiction.
The reason they call it grandma is it moves really slow, like your
it sure does. Holy
old grandma!
But whoa, grandma's dead. I think now. Mm-hmm. Here's what I find fascinating, though. Then, when we start to make these requests, they start telling us how much we're costing the government. We're just costing government just boatloads of bucks. Never mind their willingness not to comply and their roadblocks and everything else don't cost any money. But I find this fascinating. They're pulling the same trick here. Because here's my question. Let's say you take over something 30 miles away, this little building, or these buildings, and you maintain them and care for them and everything else. How is it costing anybody money in town, Kurt?
Well, Sam, like you said, you're not supposed to ask this kind of question. You just, if it's a government official, you just take it as, wow, that's a fact. I mean, you said it. It must be true.
Now, you know what the judge is going to do, Kurt?
Charge those guys.
He's going to send them the bill.
$60,000 a day. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll fit.
Yeah, where are you going to send it, my friend? To the Harney County Resource Center.
Send it to the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom.
Yeah, there you go. At the Harney County Resource Center. That's where you need to send it there, Judge. In fact, maybe you ought to have the sheriff personally deliver it. Maybe they could have a little talk while you did that or something. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, I found that kind of crazy. It's just typical government belligerent. Now, I've been telling you that the problem with the Harney County situation, and whether we agree with Bundy or not and what he did, is set aside for a second in our effort to make lemonade. I agree with that statement. Where I got that statement from is I was on the phone right before the broadcast with Chris Ann Hall. And that was her statement. She's like, look, we don't agree with what was done. We advised against it. We don't think it's a smart thing to do, but hey, he did it. Now it's too late. We got to make lemonade. So Chris Ann Hall is going out there, and on Monday and Tuesday, she's going to be educating people about the Constitution in Harney County, Kurt.
Cool. Go, Chris Ann.
So Chris Ann's rolling out there to take care of business. Here's the problem.
She'll be, of course, it'll be costing the county for her to be there.
Darn right.
I mean, you know, that's
especially when her high heels ruin the dirt out there.
That's right. And she'll be trying to, you know, buy stuff there and
stay in hotels and such. Mm-hmm. Darn right. Yeah. That Chris Ann. She doesn't eat enough anyway. She eats like a bird.
Yeah. Good point.
Ooh, wait, there's lots of birds
out
there.
We need to go along and help her, you know, consume more food.
Now, Kurt, here's what I find fascinating about this whole thing. The government, nobody wants her there.
Yeah, right.
Now, I just decided that since all these government school folks resigned, what if they just turned over the classes to Chris Ann for a couple of days?
Well, yeah.
She could be like substitute teacher down there.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Great point.
I mean, that's making lemonade, isn't it, Kurt?
I don't think for some reason that they're going to be doing that.
You're probably right. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I find that fascinating, and I commend Chris Ann Hall.
Yeah.
I commend Chris Ann Hall for going and for deciding that education is vital, and I agree. We need morality in education. It's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you were saying,
sorry. Well, is she going to do, daily, I guess you could say, seminars? Or,
yeah, she's going to do 2 days worth of education there.
Cool.
And I assume there'll be all-day educational opportunities.
Some reports from her.
Well, of course we can. She's too busy to come on the radio, though. She just got back from Haiti on a humanitarian mission, and then she's in Kansas today.
Terrorism out in Haiti.
Well, you know, she's probably armed to the gills, too, Kurt.
Of course she would be if she's from this network. I mean, you know. I
mean, anyway, she's doing a great job, and I think she's doing exactly what needs to be done. First off, I was the one that came out on the radio and said, let's change the lexicon, change the words we use and how we use them, change the whole narrative. Now others are saying that. Now Chris Ann's saying, let's make lemonade, and I'm on board with that. We're building a coalition that says what's done is done. Let's move forward and do what needs to be done. Now there's my headline. What's done is done. Let's move forward and do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's done is done. Now let's do what needs to be done.
I was going to ask you a question. Right? Do you remember, and I agree wholeheartedly, glad to hear Chris Ann's going there. I would, I was kind of thinking, hey, maybe what we should have is, kind of a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention there as quickly as we could, bring in about maybe
1,000 sheriffs or something like that.
Sheriffs or something. we could have them all camp out there at the refuge.
What would we call it? The cleanup crew, Kurt?
Yeah, of course, there wouldn't be enough motels and hotels to take care of.
I just think you got to bring your RV.
Yeah.
Not only that, you could stay right on down there under the Fallujah light to the sheriff and just hang out,
Now, I was going to ask you, though, you remember this thing where Pete said until he got kicked out of, right?
Yeah, of course.
It seemed like when we heard the first reports about it, they said they had 300 people.
Yeah.
And
that's accurate, by the way.
Anyway, I'm looking at a thing here that shows it says it's from the IntelliHub.com.
Yep, I know those guys.
And it says more than 100 townsfolk. I guess 300 is more than 100.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you why I believe there were 300 approximately people. The reason I believe that is because that's what Pete Santilli said, number one. Now you'd say, come on, Pete's just trying to make the numbers bigger. But number two, you can listen to the crowd and how they clap, and there's way more than 100 people, I guarantee it. But here's the biggest reason that I think there was more than 100 people there, Kurt. There's a reporter with TVOI, that's The Voice of Idaho.
Yeah.
His name is Michael Emery. He came on the radio program with us, and he was in the same crowd, watched Pete Santilli get kicked out, and he confirmed it. In his best guesstimate, there were 300 people there as well.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's two sources. Yeah.
So I don't know that for sure that number's right, but I'm telling you, if you hear the claps, you will realize that there's more than 100 people there for sure.
Good point.
I don't know if I can even do this on the air or not. But I'll have to work on it. But you can hear the claps and the people. There's quite a few people. And it might be that there was really 200 and it looked like 300 in the small building. I don't know. Nevertheless, it was hostile. And nevertheless, the sheriff didn't even do his due diligence to protect Pete from hostile thugs.
Pete said, I guess as he responded about this, he says, I have come to the realization that communism has settled into Burns, Oregon.
That's what Pete says.
These people wanted to shoot me.
Boy, is he right.
According to IntelliHub, it says these people wanted to shoot me. I am a dissenter. And they say Santilli likened the meeting to tactics used in communist China.
He's right about all that. I mean, you can hear the hostility and the abuse. And the sheriff and the lead attorney just sat there and watched it occur. It was sad. However, in all fairness, though, I'm not sure that I'm completely into Pete's narrative either. In other words, I don't know that I would have gone in and started provoking those people, really. It's kind of like going to the light.
Well,
the
you would have been more like the other guy just listening, you know, there.
In that setting, I probably
raised
would.
Raised your hand, Sam.
You're right about that.
I've seen you do that a few times, like when you ask McCain question and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes you're not, you know,
sitting right
there quietly.
You're right. All I'm saying is he interrupted multiple times. He was kind of shouted down already. I'm just saying it didn't really go well.
I think the audio is from his... basically his source, which means that then you're going to hear him, you know, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I know that he was loud enough because the sheriff even kind of responded to him in part of the audio.
Yeah.
And the sheriff was up speaking and how close he was to the sheriff. You know, I mean, all kinds of questions. I'm not downing Pete. I think he was completely wrong. I'm just making the point that there's ways to behave and not. And I'll give you a quick 30-second example. Me and Pete were both talking to a reporter. I was asking the other reporter questions to learn more about him and try to build a friendship and then try to make a couple of points. Pete Santilli was pretty much assaulting the reporter, kind of just yelling at the reporter. And I kind of stepped in and kind of calmed it down, right, Kurt?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Sam is really good at calming things down. And in that case, you did calm things compared to Pete.
I know that sounds kind of like impossible that Sam would calm anything down. I get all that. I understand. I'm just telling you, it happens on occasion. LibertyRoundtable.com, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. This nation shall endure.